A warning, the next story discusses the name of an Indigenous person who has died. A 2017 fatal police pursuit in Melbourne is under the spotlight this week as a fresh coronial inquest seeks to understand the circumstances surrounding the death. 29-year-old Gunai Gudjimara and Wiradjuri man Raymond Noel Lindsay Thomas was killed when his car crashed after a pursuit in Melbourne's inner north nearly 4 years ago. The Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service is supporting Raymond Noel's family. Earlier, I was joined by their acting CEO, George Selvanera, and started by asking him what we knew about the death.
Well, what we know is that, and it literally is nearly 4 years, it'll be the 25th of June that will be the fourth anniversary of Raymond Noel's untimely death, is he went just before 11 o'clock to a grocery store to buy some chocolate. It's what really happened next, which is what the coroner or the coronial inquest is looking to understand. For us, of course, this is, or for us all really, this is another Aboriginal death in custody. 30 years on now, we are from the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, where we've got unprecedented levels of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that are dying.
What questions are you hoping are answered by this inquest?
Well, the key questions, I guess, for the coroner, and indeed that the family themselves are keen to understand, is what could have been done differently. We know, for example, that, you know, whilst he was driving an unregistered vehicle, that is a minor traffic offence and not something that should result in a police pursuit. So understanding how it is that a police pursuit was undertaken in those circumstances that resulted in this man's death is a key question. Determining and understanding the accountability kind of measures that are in place, what are the sorts of decision-making processes that the police undertook? These are key questions that this coronial inquest will hopefully draw some light on.
The Guardian reports that police yesterday told the inquest they followed Raymond Noel's car because it looked dodgy. And how often do we hear that in the work that you do, that claim that a car looked dodgy, or you know, the sort of profiling that goes on with those sorts of decisions?
Well, certainly systemic racism, which is, I think, what's implied in your question, which is not just unconscious bias, but sometimes conscious bias too, are alive concerns. That's not to say, of course, that, you know, that there aren't some great police officers doing some great work, but there is a structural and systemic problem where we have, the rates of incarceration of Aboriginal people are only growing, and the disproportionality of Aboriginal people incarcerated. I mean, Australia is amongst the worst in the world when it comes to imprisoning its own Indigenous people.
There was evidence of a minor traffic offence. The car was unregistered. Was that enough of a reason to engage in a pursuit? What are the rules around that?
Well, no, I guess is the short answer. It's not the case that a minor traffic offence should result in a police pursuit.
Raymond Noel's death happened after Victoria Police introduced a new pursuits policy in 2016. We know that policy allows a pursuit without lights or sirens, but what other parameters does it set?
Well, the parameters of that policy, have changed again since the time of Raymond Noel's death. So there's, if anything, there's been greater discretion that's been made available to the police as part of the changes that were made. The coroner, who is undertaking the inquiry into Raymond Noel's death, was indeed the coroner who created some of the rules that were in place at the time of his death, and so it's interesting to us that he's chosen to take this inquest, and will be considering, I guess, not just the policy as it then was, that was largely, as I say, in response to his own recommendations, but some of the changes that have been made since that time too.
Is that something that concerns you, that he's taken this on?
No, not at all. No, we're very open to understanding and having greater light drawn on this. I mean, I guess I would come back to, for Raymond Knoll's family, you know, this is 4 years on that they're trying to get some understanding as to what happened. They, you know, their son, you know, they describe as a gentle giant who was much loved by his family. And this is another one of the at least 475 families that have sought some kind of closure, some kind of understanding, some kind of change from the death of their kind of son or their daughter as a result of another Aboriginal death in custody. So for them, this is a really painful time that hopes to draw some light.
Yeah, these are very painful experiences, and not just for obviously the family, but for the entire community. It's a very triggering thing for many members of the community. What does the family want? It's hard to ever get justice, as we know, but of course accountability is something that is the language we use more often, isn't it? Accountability for this sort of behaviour. Mm. What would make the family feel like this has been dealt with properly by our justice system?
Well, I mean, Patricia, I think the way that you framed your question, kind of, you've almost answered your own question.
Oh, okay. I'll say goodbye to you then.
I mean that in the nicest possible way, in the most generous of ways, because I think you're absolutely right. For the family, there isn't any inquest, any kind of investigation, any kind of policy change that's going to bring their son back. That's just the painful reality. But what the family are hoping for is, of course, to understand better the circumstances and of how he died. But equally, what they're hoping is that cases like this don't happen again, that there is a kind of more rigorous kind of decision-making approach that's taken by the Victorian Police in this instance to prevent any of these subsequent deaths.
George Salvanera is the acting CEO of the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, and this is RN Drive.